Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
All right, folks, it's 11 a.m. You're listening to B. Mitch and Finley. We got the wonderful Mr. Steve Zabin sitting in for B. B's on his way to Spain. You're watching us on the YouTube page, 106.7, or on Monumental Sports Network, and we are fired up for our weekly Paisanos Players Chat with our guy Sam Cosmi. Before we start talking with Sammy, though, veterans, our friends at Paisanos want to thank you for your service. Today, Veterans Day, all veterans receive a medium cheese pizza for just $3. Offer is carry out only with a valid military ID upon purchase in-store. Paisanos is not just pizza, but something for everyone. PaisanosPizza.com. All right, let's get on the phone with our friend Sam Cosmi. Sammy, did you sleep on the plane? How is Spain?
Yeah, I got a couple hours of sleep, but not much. Was able to take a little nap on the once we got to the hotel. But yeah, I mean, I was able to walk around a little bit, explore, get dinner here shortly. But yeah, the time difference is something for sure.
So it's 5 o'clock there, right? P.M.
Yep.
All right.
Yep.
That's plus six.
Yeah, it's plus six. So let's start with the plane. You are a veteran with significant NFL accomplishments at this point. You second contract, yeah. like you've done it. How much space do you get on the plane?
You know, this year they're doing a really good job with the accommodations for the guys that are starting. I have a nice seat where I can lay back and pretty much stretch out. So, they've been great when it comes to that. Was able to, like, again, get a couple hours of sleep on a plane and feel good. So they've been doing a great job when it comes to that.
Love that.
Is this your first international trip?
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
It is.
Even on a personal level? Like, first international game?
No, just international game. I've been to Europe when I was 7 to visit Romania and some family members, but I haven't been back in, almost 20 years.
How much of your family still, are your grandparents still there? Like, how much family still back in Romania?
I actually have quite a bit of family that I don't obviously really know.
Yeah.
My grandfather had, he had 14 other siblings. So we have a pretty big family still here in Europe, and especially in Romania. So, my grandparents, were both, they're both on both sides, came to the States. I have a big family in the States for sure.
Gotcha. We're having our weekly Paisanos players chat with our guy, Sam Cosmi, right guard for the Washington Commanders. He's already in Madrid. I do have some football stuff to talk about, but I want to start. You said you're about to go for dinner. Is it a lineman dinner? Like, is everybody going, or is it just you and Bates? What's your crew, and what are you going for in Spain?
Yeah, you know, we're going to do it local right now, just, I guess, down the block. I don't know. We're just going to hop in one of these places and see if what's rolling, you know?
I like it.
Try to figure out the menu, and you use Google Translate to get, you know, get going.
I bet they speak more English than you think. That's
no,
my
they
guess.
Do, but all the menus I've been looking around that, like, have really good reviews. They're on, you know, Spanish. So I'm trying to figure out that. And at least now with, like, the Apple Translate or whatever, it does a really good job of, like, you know, you can take a picture and it'll put everything to English. So that's pretty cool.
Do you have the new AirPod 3s Pros that supposedly do real-time translation? Supposedly.
I do. I definitely want to try that out.
Oh, you got to try it. You got a ripe opportunity to take those road testing. Probably won't
for
work.
Sure.
It sounds too good to be true.
I know. I wish I would have done it. I should have done it with my mom. She was just here.
Just roll out today with it.
Yeah, let's see what happens.
Yeah, just take it for a road test.
The waiter might look at me, you know, sideways.
So that's my question. You've told us before, when you and the lineman roll into Five Guys, that the guy at the register knows to yell to the guy in the back, get ready, they're here. What kind of looks are you getting when it's you and other gigantic American football players walking the streets of Madrid?
I don't know. I just got here. I walked by myself this morning.
Okay.
Or this this morning to try to get, you know, some of the jet lag out, and I had a bunch of people just staring at me. So I'm sure we stand out pretty bad when it comes to if we're all in the one big group.
You're a large man, dude.
Yeah.
All right, let's switch to some football stuff. Obviously, it was another tough game against Detroit. Offensively, you guys moved the ball pretty well, but the defensive problems have been recurring here. Dan Quinn lets the world know yesterday of a change. Joe Witt, no longer defense coordinator. DQ is going to take those duties on himself. How did he let you guys know? And what was, obviously, you're on the other side of the ball, but still, you're all on the same team. What was kind of the reaction in the locker room?
You know, he told us he told us yesterday right before the team meeting that they were going to make that change. You know, in the locker room, I haven't really, the vibe has been still try to keep it positive for the most part. So from a defensive standpoint, I really don't know how the guys view that yet. And what's going on that standpoint, but you know, from an offense standpoint, we just, you know, we're kind of figuring out, hey, like, this is, like, last game, we had some success in certain areas, and we're just going to clean those things up and keep rolling with that.
I mean, you have to look at each other and realize nobody's coming to save us. It's us. And it's a long swim to get to week 18 against the Eagles. Mm-hmm. Has there been that gravity amongst the fellas in the locker room going, hey, we got to figure this out?
Yeah, you know, for sure. The only, like you said, the only people that are going to pull us out of this is us. Like I said, I think it was I'm not trying to compare seasons, but I've been a part of the season that was rocky, that 2023 season. And the way I view this in these moments is just try to bring guys closer and keep positivity. But for me individually, like I said, I'd always have to think, just be part of the solution, not the problem, and do my job and just try to be as positive as possible. And just, you know, if anybody needs help along the way, just try to carry them with you. So That's just my outlook on that. And, you know, I hope, and I know the guys, everybody here is working their tails off. To be honest, I just don't know what's going on that side of the ball.
Yeah. Well, at least you're not pointing fingers. That's where teams really disintegrate. It got ugly in Cincinnati 2 weeks ago with the defense and the offense. Can you, Sam, translate this Mariota quote? I don't think we are who we think we are. I stare at that quote and I just scratch my head. I'm like, what does he mean by that?
I think from a standpoint of like, I would say from, I mean, like, we're still so united in the locker room. Like you said, there's no like division in the locker room. We're just not being able to put things together, if that makes sense, from a disconnect aspect of things. And I think hopefully, you know, with, you know, just keep working at it. And I can speak from an offensive standpoint, you know, it just, I felt like last game we were able to start figuring out some things. Hey, this is what we're doing good at. This is what, you know, we need to start like moving towards. And a big thing for us in the whole year, just being able to start fast. And we're still struggling with that, I feel like. And I think if we're able to figure out, and I think we are, being able to like, hey, this is how we need to start fast. And these are the measures we need to take to do that.
Having our weekly Paisanos players chat with Sam Cosmi, right guard for the Washington Commanders. Cosmi joining us via the Rude guest hotline. Rude makes the most reliable HVAC products in the DMV, and we appreciate Sammy making time for us while he's in Spain. Riding this 5-game losing streak, and you know, I've covered you since your rookie year. I know there's been some ups. I know you've been through some downs too. I was in the post game the other night, and I could feel the hurt and the frustration. How do you guys turn that around this week and get a win in Spain? It's obviously a weird situation, but one thing a lot of guys mentioned was it's just you guys there this week, and you get all this time together. And obviously that worked for you last year on that Arizona trip. How do you guys turn this thing around?
Just being able to be with each other, just really keying in. I think the biggest thing for this week is just keying in on the details, especially in from ID standpoint to getting our hats on hats, just the responsibilities and assignments and fundamentals, just getting back to the fundamentals of football. So on all phases. And I think that will be very important to get us back on track and get a win, you know, versus Miami.
Yeah. All right, you want to talk some Longhorn football? I know you do. Back from the dead. The demise of the Texas Longhorns, greatly exaggerated after a stumbling start to the year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What?
Yeah. What was the question?
No, just
just
like how much does that? How much? I don't know how much you are watching on Saturdays. I know you got kids and you're running around. Like how much time do you devote to keeping up with Texas?
I keep up with it pretty regularly. I try to throw in the game, and especially like dealing with the little one in the background and just keeping up with school and everything like that. You know, I think we have a really good defense. I think offensively we struggled early on. I think now we're kind of, you know, getting the ball rolling a little bit more. I think Arch is getting a little bit more comfortable. You know, it takes time to grow. It doesn't happen overnight. So, you know, from my viewpoint, I mean, we lost a lot of guys last year too. So, just trying to build that chemistry and all that is important.
Hey, Sam, I don't know what your Saturday obligations are with the team, but it's Georgia this week. So you guys are at Georgia, 7:30 Eastern. That's only 1:30 by my – no, 2:30 a.m. before a –
I'll be watching for sure.
JP will text you updates while you're sleeping.
I'll be up at that time for sure. Yeah, no.
Well, dude, we're having a podcast party Friday night at a bar called O'Brien's, if you want to come.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Here?
Yeah, in Madrid. Well, it's not far from your hotel.
Check that out.
An Irish bar in Spain.
You got to find a home game. You got to find a home game, even in Europe.
Who approved that?
I know.
Tischler set it up. Who knows? Go ahead.
I was looking around the restaurants and I saw American cuisine, and the Yelp rating was like 3 stars. Everything else around here is like 4 or 5. You know, I'm like, of course, American cuisine is 3 stars.
They might not be into meatloaf over there.
No,
hot dogs.
Spanish cuisine is elite.
I think it's barbecue, right? Like barbecue is what the rest of the world kind of like views us as, is the American cuisine.
The Texas guy might have to go check it out. See how the burnt ends stack up.
I got to. Maybe it has to go down. Give them a true critique.
Personal question for you. So I worked the London game the last time the Washington organization played internationally. And my little girl, I think, was like 14 months old. And it was Halloween weekend, and I wasn't there for Halloween. And my wife was sending me pictures, and it was kind of gut-wrenching just to miss her first Halloween, right? I know your wife's at home, pregnant, and your little girl is running around. Like, maybe not today because you just got over there, but how tough is it to be away for, 5-6 days?
Yeah, I already met them already. So I already know it's going to be pretty tough. And get homesick. I remember even with the Arizona trip, I couldn't wait to get back home, just being away from them. So yeah, but thank God for FaceTime. Yep. You know, that helps a lot.
For sure. Cause she can see you and talk to you and all that.
I just got off FaceTime before I called you guys. Nice. So
that's great. I'm glad. The other thing, Zabe was asking you about Texas and the Longhorns being back, and honestly, if they can
win, they're kind of back.
If they can win Saturday night in Georgia, they're back, at least in the playoffs, right?
I mean, they had two straight overtime wins, one at Kentucky, not impressive, and the Mississippi State one was a straight up robbery. Mississippi State imploded, but they're still wins. But the win against Vanderbilt was a big one, and Arch has now thrown for 346 and 328 his last two games, so he's figuring it out.
My question, though, how hard is it for you to watch Texas A&M right now? Undefeated, number 3 in the country.
Got to burn.
me and Vaughn have been going back and forth. we actually have a little, little bet going. If Texas wins, he'll wear one of my jerseys. If A&M wins, I'll wear one of his jerseys.
That's Thanksgiving weekend, right?
I think so, yeah. And A&M, I watched their game versus LSU, and I'm like, gosh, they look good. And it's like, of course, we got the great win versus Oklahoma, which is always fantastic. But now we got, throughout the year, we got to get 2 major wins, which is Oklahoma and A&M, in my eyes. But, yeah, I mean, we got to win out. We got to win out the rest of the year. We got some tough opponents coming up, so – they're picking up momentum, which is a huge thing. And hopefully they can carry that to the end.
When you were there, were you guys still playing A&M, or had they gone to the SEC and that was like the dark period for that rivalry?
No, we never played A&M, which I hate. I really wish I would have had the opportunity to play them. I mean, I would love to have played in those games. I think it would have been so cool. So, but I'm happy we brought it back.
That's Did they like recruit you as well? Like, who, obviously you chose Texas, but you're a big time recruit in the Lone Star State. Like, who all was begging you to come to town?
No, I wasn't a big recruit at all. I was like barely a 2-star.
Wow.
I didn't get a lot of offers. The only reason I got offers to Texas, cause I went to a U of H, rivals camp, and I had a couple great pass pro plays, and Herman gave me an offer at Houston, and then he went to Texas, and 7 or 8 months later, I finally got offered because they struck out I actually asked Coach Herman, because I have the board of like all the recruits they had. I said, "Hey, Coach, where was I on this board?" He's like, "Oh, you were like the seventh or eighth guy on the board." And I was like, "You guys suck at recruiting. You missed out on seven or eight guys before you got to me."
Well, and now you're in what, year six in the NFL? I think you've proven yourself, dude.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
Thank you for the time, man. I'll see you tomorrow. I know you'll be excited to see us. I know you love when the media shows up, especially when we follow you across the country to Spain.
Yeah, I'm going to love it. I'm going to love it. It's going to be awesome.
Thank you, buddy. Enjoy your dinner tonight.
All right, appreciate it.
All right.
See you guys.
Sam Cosmi joining us for his weekly Paisanos player chat. That was a lot of fun. Always fun to talk to Sam. Unfortunately, he's been in some bad locker rooms, knows how to keep his head. And for all the veterans out there, our friends at Paisanos want to thank you for your service. Today, veterans all receive a medium cheese pizza for just $3. Offers carry out only with a valid military ID upon purchase in store. Paisanos is not just pizza, but something for everyone. PaisanosPizza.com. There was a Monday Night Football game last night. It was kind of a dud, but had a very interesting ending. Let's dive into that when we return.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at AboutAmazon.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Mitch Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Watching us live on Monumental Sports Network. We got Steve Zabin sitting in for B-Mitch. B-Mitch is in transit to Europe right now. B and I will be doing the show tomorrow together in Madrid. Should be very interesting. It's gonna be cool because I'm gonna go to Commanders practice in the morning. Then we'll be live on air here at 10 a.m. but 4 p.m. Madrid time. See how Brian's doing. Brian's going flamenco dancing at some point.
Oh
yeah,
nice.
Yeah.
By the way, I don't want to blow up your Friday podcast party at O'Brien's.
I think I have the wrong spot.
Okay, but I want to throw some things out at you. Okay.
Okay.
I Googled best authentic Spanish pub in Madrid. Casa Ruvleta, Casa Alberto, La Casa del Abuelo, La Venecia. There's a lot of places that are authentic Spanish hangouts. You cannot go to an Irish bar, JP, in Spain.
So my thought is a number of things.
Not my monkey, not my circus. This is a titular thing.
That's thought number one.
Thought number one.
So we have a the podcast over the years has developed a ton of international listeners, which is awesome.
That is great.
And I know a lot of these folks will be at this game in Spain. So we just want to get something on the books, right?
Got it.
And I think if 5 or 10 people show up, terrific, we'll hang out. I think it's possible a bunch of people show up because the—
What's a bunch? 100?
Yes.
200?
Like, we've had these parties before, which are packed, right?
I bet you get 150 people.
Well, so the other part of this is there is an earlier— the team is having their rally.
Oh, right.
From, I don't know the exact time. Say it's from 3 to 6 or something, but I can't go to that because it's while I'm on the radio. So I think there will be a bunch of people out and about drinking, and I think a big chunk of that might just roll to our party. I also think I continuously am telling people the wrong name of the bar. I think it's O'Reilly's and not O'Brien's. I've asked Mitch to make a graphic repeatedly. I don't have a graphic yet. When I get the graphic, I'm going to post it on social, and all the information will be there. So I think it'll be like a big chunk of people that listen to the radio show, listen to the podcast, whatever, and then other people just be like, oh, this is where all the Commanders fans are going. I'm going to go there too. But
I mean, I'm sure it's a lovely place. Here's a picture of it right there.
It's my understanding it's in like a cool strip of bars and restaurants. So like, my favorite thing in Europe is you can kind of just hang out in the street and drink too. So say this place gets packed, we can just hang out in the street. There's a more authentic like Spanish bar and club next door, I've been told. But again, it circles back to, I'm not in charge of this. I'm just going to show up.
Nah, it's a good idea. Get a ball in the fairway.
Yeah, exactly.
And don't overcomplicate
it. Speaking of don't overcomplicate it, did you watch Monday Night Football last night? So it should have been
because,
a good game.
Yes, because I'm unemployed. I had plenty of time to watch it to the very end. And I had a curious interest in the Packers, obviously. But it was a terrible game. Boring, miserable. It was like two
zero
sumo wrestlers.
Flow to that game.
No, just no flow. There's no highlights. You know, two good defenses, obviously grinding on each other. But the second half had something, and the end of the game had something. If you went to bed, that left me and many other people gobsmacked. Nick Sirianni is a great coach, and he's won a Super Bowl. Okay, two, right?
One. Lost 1-1-1. One.
That's right. Lost 1-1-1. Probably should have won 2. Anyway, he's a great coach, and he fits that city's pugnacious personality to a T. But he's a moron. And I think Eagle fans will tell you he is at times a complete and utter moron. So here's your situation, right? You just stopped the Packers on 4th and 2, I want to say, because you knew the play that LaFleur was calling. They were calling it out. Inside zone, inside zone. They stuffed Jacobs for like 3-yard loss, and he fumbled, and it was a disaster. Great. Well, the Packers have 2 timeouts left, and there's like 1:30 to go. So they do the whole conservative run, 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 then let the clock wind down to 30. Well, they're at the plus 35, JP. It's a little too long on a cold night to try to kick a field goal. And it's quite short to be punting. But it was 4th and 8, which is a not a very good convertible down.
No.
The numbers on 4th and 8 are pretty poor, I'd imagine. And they
Fourth and eight is generally you're down a touchdown, so you got to go.
Exactly.
Not you're barely not holding on to a lead.
Yeah, not you're up 3.
Right.
So they go out, and they line up, and Buck and Aikman are like, wow, they're going to run a play here. And they do a little bit of the hut hut, hey, hey, hey.
Sure.
And then they're like, okay, they're not falling for it. They call timeout. They go to the sideline, and then Sirianni sends the offense back out. And Buck and Aikman are like, oh, they're going for it. What are they doing here? And so they dial up a deep shot to the left pylon to A.J. Brown, who is completely covered, makes a very weak effort to go get the ball, and it's incomplete. And they're like gobsmacked going, okay, well, now the Packers have a chance because there's 32 seconds left and they're at their own 35. And lo and behold, they complete a pass to about midfield or thereabouts. Now you're down to like 18 seconds. Their second down play didn't work. It ate up a few more seconds. They get one more shortish gain that gets them to 64 yards on a McManus attempt with, I want to say, 5 seconds left. And that's when LaFleur said, okay, let me make some suboptimal choices myself. He sent him out there to try run one more play with 5 seconds and no timeouts.
Yeah.
And Jordan Love whips the ball directly out of bounds to get it to 2 seconds. And I'm like, okay, what good would that do you? They try to kick it. It ends up being short. and the game was over. But after the game, Sirianni was asked, well, why would you go for it on 4th and 8? And his answer was not compelling at all, because he never mentioned punting as a strategy. Punting it even straight into the end zone for a touchback nets you 15 yards. Those 15 yards, JP, are 8 seconds. You need those at best, it's 8 seconds by the offense to go 15 yards.
Dude, so they got it at 4th and 6 from the 35. I pulled up the playlist.
It was 4th and 6, not 4th and 8.
But still,
okay.
Your point stands. And if you can squib it, just kick it 10, 15 yards.
Squib punt?
Just barely tap it over, right? Like, sure. These punters are good enough to do that. You're burning time there, too. That's a live ball. That's more time.
That's a good point.
The odds of that dude returning it, house calling that, are pretty slim.
Right.
Play straight cover. It was
a monumentally dumb decision that almost bit him in the ass.
My thing with both those teams, they're, I think you could argue, especially with all the injuries in Detroit, Philly and Green Bay are the two most talented rosters in the NFC.
Philly's better.
Philly's probably the best 1 through 53 in the NFL, honestly. I mean, they're just loaded, and they lost a lot last year, and they're still loaded. Sirianni, to me, is extremely volatile, extremely emotional.
Yeah.
And at times that serves them well, but I think losing Kellen Moore, like when they have gotten 2 Super Bowls, they've had coordinators that get grabbed the next year.
Sure.
Right? It happened with Steichen when they lost to the Chiefs. It happened with Moore when they beat the Chiefs. I won't be shocked at all if we get to January, February, March, whenever Philly season's done, and Howie again tells Sirianni, hey, your boy's not running the offense, I'm getting a real guy in. Because that's who it is right now. Like, Kellen Moore leaves, he's able to promote his boy that's been with him since the Indy days, mm-hmm. and that offense is just underperforming. I mean,
Kevin Petullo.
Yeah, Kevin Petullo. And my guess is, you know, everybody wants to draw a line to Mike McDaniel coming here next year if Cliff gets a job. But there will be other versions of high-end offensive minds available, and Philly will have somebody else running that offense next year.
Yeah.
Because Fangio, at this stage of his life, doesn't look like he looks like he's just happy to be a DC. He'll stay there for some time.
Barring catastrophic injury, I would pen in Rams-Eagles NFC Championship game.
Rams-Bills is my Super Bowl pick.
That's a good one right there. Bills got to figure some things out, though, right now. I think they're leaning too much on the, hey, press the Josh do something button. Hey, sure. Josh, do something button.
Yeah.
And they need to be a more complete team. I think the Chiefs are going to be there as well.
It's hard to bet against them.
I know.
It's hard to, I mean, the Ravens, even though they're still under 500, are the favorite to win the AFC North. And like, they were a significant favorite.
Right. And they were like,
they were
coin
one
flip.
And five.
They were 1-5, and they were still a coin flip to win the division with the Steelers out to what, their 5-2 start?
Yeah.
And people kept looking at the division odds going, what am I looking at? Why is it this way? Well, the people in Vegas know as much as anyone else's sure. know what the time is.
Well, I think Philly should enjoy the tush push this year, because I think
that was next the other thing from gone. Last night. So you saw the 2 plays that were missed again.
Yeah.
Ridiculous. Now the Packers got away with one first, a pseudo tush push, because they don't really do it with Love. They used to do it with Tucker Kraft before he got hurt. Now they don't, but it was sort of a tush push. They were clearly offsides to start, false start. Didn't call it. I just said, isn't it great? They finally got one ignored when the Eagles always have them ignored. And then the Eagles do one, they're wildly jumping the gun offsides. And I just laugh thinking about how the NFL said 4 weeks ago, we're going to have our referees look at this more closely. And I'm thinking, the F they are.
It's an impossible play to officiate.
It is.
And it's officiated poorly consistently. I do want to talk about the other side.
And by the way, one
game.
Last thing on that.
Sure.
I'm still so confused why 9 teams would join the Eagles to not ban it.
Like, apparently, Jason Kelce's speech was so damn good. Who knows?
If you have a chance to legislate out a rival's best play,
right.
Take it. Don't feel like, this is unfair or it's not honorable to do so. The vote is right there.
I think it's also billionaires that are buddies, and a couple of guys didn't want to screw Lurie. And,
oh, really?
Oh, totally. Totally.
Is Lurie well-liked?
Yes. Here's what I do know. We gotta ask Zabe some questions. We're getting all sorts of interesting tweets. A lot of people are thrilled you're on with us. Some have questions for you. We might open the phone lines on that. We also got to talk about this numbskull who tried to jump on the field during Sunday night's game against Detroit. Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitch and Finley. Hey, it's JP Finley, and you've heard me talk about all the problems I had at my house after the water damage. Well, you know who hooked us up? Better Services. Better Services can do anything you need. If you need appliances like I did, Better Services can hook you up. Say you want to remodel a bathroom or a kitchen, Better Services can hook you up. BETTAR. This is a family-owned business that's been in Kensington for 80 years. You can go stop by their showroom, check out the appliances. They can get you next day or maybe even same day delivery. At my house, they got a new stove, new microwave, new fridge, got it all installed in one day, and my wife couldn't be happier. I've worked with Better for a number of things. Say you just have some small stuff you need done around the house, handyman services, call Better. Need new appliances or just some appliance repairs? Call Better. Thanksgiving's in a couple weeks. You're going to have 20 people at your house, and they're expecting hot stuffing. You better make sure that oven works. BetterServices.com, BETTAR. You better get better.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Turning my own mic on to get this music off. It's B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan.
Come on, Chris. What do we got here? Who is this?
It's White Zombie, man.
Oh, it's White Zombie. Okay, good. And last break, he played Love Hurts. And Chris was gobsmacked that Fox or that ESPN did not use Love Hurts as
especially
a rejoin
night, yeah.
Or a bounce out. I mean, come on.
Yeah, that's fair. I did want to ask you about Green Bay, because obviously you are whatever level of investment with that team, but you know the team well. And for Green Bay 2 weeks ago to lose to the Panthers at home, I actually bet on the Panthers. I thought that game would be tight, because I fear Matt LaFleur coach teams have a habit of kind of playing down to competition.
Yep.
Is the Jordan Love, Matt LaFleur combination a Super Bowl winner at some point?
Not right now.
Good team.
Not right now. I think there is, as I've said now the last 3 or 4 months, LaFleur is looking more and more like a coordinator all the time. Meaning as a head coach, as a guy who on Sundays can tactically maneuver you ruthlessly into position to win, he is not the guy. I actually got into a little, I don't want to say tiff, but he and I had an exchange when he came on the show up there about his timeout usage in the second half. Because I'm a firm believer that these timeouts in the second half are 40-second time coupons that should never be used on just avoiding a five-yard delay a game. Last night, Sirianni said, you know what, third and six, we don't have the play in time, we're not taking a timeout. It's a tight game, we need all three timeouts just in case. So it turned it to third and 11. They didn't convert, but it was the right play. Cignetti did the same thing in their comeback against Penn State. Well, LaFleur, he'll just take timeouts in the second half like, oh, I don't like the look. Timeout. Oh, you know what? I don't want to challenge this play, even though I probably won't win. Timeout lost. So tactically, LaFleur is not good winning tight, big stakes games. That's now a known entity. He's really good, I think, overall designing offenses, calling plays most of the time, although last night was certainly not his best night at all. And I don't think he's Super Bowl winning caliber. He's got a great record since taking over.
Sure. He also took over a team that had Aaron Rodgers and drafted Jordan Love.
Yes, he sure did. Now, the Love thing is more complicated because the Love that emerged his first year as a starter around October 15th and went on a nuclear run and then had that nuclear game against the Cowboys.
Sure.
That guy, they're still looking for that guy, and I think he's in there, but something's not connecting between him and LaFleur. They also don't have a true number one dog wide receiver. And I believe that is necessary.
Right? And Golden just hasn't been that guy.
No, and Golden was hurt last night. Golden is a mini stretch guy, which is a great guy to have. I'm talking about a Jamar Chase, a Justin Jefferson, a Puka Nacua, 6'2 go-to guy that you force-feed it, where you give them 14 targets. They have a big collection of either highly drafted or exciting receivers that it's just a big pile of guys.
Right.
And they can't make sense out of it. And so I believe that they would really do better if they just got one dude. You're saying, we're going to give them 14 targets, and we don't care because you can't stop it. I think a lot of teams thrive that way in the NFL. It's what's driven A.J. Brown crazy in Philly because he's not getting targets.
It's funny because people will disagree with me on this, but we'll see how things end up, right? It's too early in the year to make proclamations, but let's say Washington lands with the 8th overall pick, the 10th overall pick, 11, 12, whatever you think.
Are we already shopping?
No. I don't.
2026 NFL mock draft. Go ahead.
I don't look too much of the draft, but like when people have asked me, what do you think they need most? I think it's DN. I think they need a stud pass rusher. But if there's a stud receiver there that they love, I'm good with it. And I know this defense has been awful and they need a lot of defensive players. But like Terry is next year going to be 31. Debo may or may not be part of the team. Get Jaden a young stud field stretcher, big guy, contested catches, all of it.
By the way, you're saying if they're with the 8th pick, they got 3 wins and may not win again. That could put them at 1 or 2.
Sure, I don't.
You know that.
I do. I think.
I know you don't want to think that right now. Nobody does, but still.
I think the Jets, the Titans, the Saints are all so bad that there's going to be a little bit of separation. I understand that they probably won't be favored. I mean, hell, they're underdogs to Miami this weekend. The NFL's crazy. They got 7 games left.
It is.
I don't expect them to go over.
But
I don't
the Saints and the Jets after last week got to 2 wins. So they've got 2. The Commanders have 3. I'm looking at the schedule, looking ahead, going, okay, what are the games they can win? They can win the Dolphins game. Broncos, less likely. At Vikings, at Giants, Eagles, Cowboys, Eagles to finish. I don't know. They'll probably win 1 or 2 more, the Commanders. And you're probably right. They're around the 8 range. According to this mock draft, Reuben Bain Jr., edge rusher, Miami, is your projected 8th overall guy. As far as the top offensive weapon prospect, as I'm just doing a quick scroll here, you're not going to find anybody until later in the first round. So you're probably not going to want to spend a pick that high on offense, and the defense needs so many guys.
I'm just saying I'm not anti at that spot.
You aren't?
No.
You would not be anti taking a wide receiver?
No. Not if they identify the stud they want. And who knows? Really? So much will change between now and then. What I do know is, are you ready for this one? I asked you about Green Bay. You obviously know a ton there. For me, you're always been a DC guy, but I think for a lot of people, there's questions about
what happened.
Yeah. You want to answer them?
I would love to.
Let's do it next. You're listening to B. Mitch and Finley. I'm going to order some.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.